Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Cool, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing well tonight, wherever you guys are. Tonight we'll be speaking about this message, no water, no growth. So if you're with me on Sunday, it might be the same thing. It's going to be kind of similar, but I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. If you haven't seen it, if you didn't tune in on Sunday, you know, and you just tune in today, I think you're going to be in for a message, I believe, that will touch your heart and your mind. So that's the whole purpose of this message. Good evening, Mom. What's going on? I got Ben, my brother Ben. I haven't forgotten about you, Ben. I've got to call you this week so I can get your pastor on one Thursday night. That's why I have my guests on Thursday night. So I'll make sure I do that. So it's good to see my brother Ben in the house tonight. Tonight, guys, I'm talking about no water, no growth. And you know, what the backdrop of the story was that last week I was out there in the garden, and even before I get started, I just prayed, Lord, please touch this time today. Please bless this hour of coming together, Lord, and I pray that you will be glorified in everything spoken and shared tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now just ask the Lord to come on. Come on in here, rest right here, Lord, lead and guide this conversation, this discussion, this message. You know, what's going on, Manny? So no water, no growth. So about a month ago, maybe a few weeks ago, so a month ago, these days I've been going by like this, what happened was that I was in my garden, and I had my prized garden. And what happened is that I could not wait to go out there. But I was like, it is too hot outside for me to go out there and tend to this garden. And what I said this past Saturday, not this past Saturday, maybe last week, I said, let me make some time. And I went out there and I started looking through my garden, and what was lush and plush and everything had dried up. The bulbs were still in the ground. And And I didn't take care of the ground. Of all these 7 years been in this house, I did not do what I would normally do in water. Cause I was like, it's too hot. Now I was just saying, let me rely on the water from the rain. But how many guys know if you've been in DMV, it's been really, really hot. We've had some hot conditions. And the message I just heard, like, no water, no growth. Even spiritually. If we don't feed ourselves with the Word of God and with positive energy and with positivity and put our faith to action, all these different things, if we don't feed our spirits, guess what? We will not grow. So sometimes what ends up being something that was lush and plentiful and beautiful ends up being like, listen, my thing is almost bare. I only have I have a couple plants, but some of the other ones are pretty much done for this season. And so the message that God placed in my heart was no water, no growth. No water, no growth. Sometimes especially spiritually, we're expecting to grow and become stronger. But guess what? If we don't feed our faith, if we don't feed our spirit with the Word of God and with positivity and surround ourselves with positive people, guess what? Our spirit will die. You know, spiritually, we will not grow the same way in the natural. What's going on, What's going on? I got my Auntie Waddles on tonight. What's up, Auntie? No, Auntie Waddles. No water, no growth. And it's like, whew, so simple, but yet so profound. It's like sometimes we're wondering, how come we're not moving forward in our ministries or in life? What are we feeding ourselves? And it's like, you know what? I had to sit back and say, you neglected your garden. I neglected my garden. You know, some of us, like when you neglect the spiritual, the spirit, when you neglect the times really, really get down with God and be by yourself and feed yourself, guess what? You end up draining yourself and becoming drained because you're not taking care of the temple. You're not taking care of your spirit. Same way in guys, I did not take care of my garden like I should have. And just imagine what we do in the natural. Just imagine what we do in the natural, y'all, not taking care of those things that we are supposed to take care of. So, guys, I gave you the backdrop. So tonight, Psalm 90, chapter 90, verse 17. Psalm 90, 17, and it says this. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. You know, that's praying for God's favor and praying that his favor rests upon us and establish the work our hands, we put our hands to. How many of you guys know that if we put our hands, we put God first, put our hands to the plow, listen to this, we will grow. Guess what? The garden will be tilled. Guess what? The land will be tilled. Everything will be plentiful. Same way spiritually. Let us ask the Lord for favor so that what? The favor rests upon us and establish the work of our hands, what we put our hands to. Just like putting our hands to that garden, just what happened, what would happen if we put our hands to our spirituality, our spiritual lives, and our relationship with God and say, Lord, please bless this. Let your favor bless me so I can do the work you called me to do with my hands. But what happens if we don't use our hands? What happens if we don't ask the Lord to use what he's placed within us to do his will? What happens? Let me tell you, my garden then almost shriveled up and died. I might have taken some pictures and shown you. Then the trees, the plants, but I'm talking about my other flowers, my lilies, my lilacs. Some of those things are gone. So I'm going to have to go out there this week. I didn't do it this past Sunday like I was. And I'm going to have to go and plant some new things there for the rest of this season. But I want to encourage you today that you are what you eat. You are what you eat and feed yourself. Listen, guys, just like I should have been feeding my garden with some minerals, with some plant food and watering it daily, guess what? If you don't eat, if you don't take care, you will wither. Where you think you are in the spirit will come. You know, you can't live off of yesterday's grace. We need grace every day. We need grace. We need greater than faithfulness. We need it new every. We need his mercies every morning, every day. Listen, you are what you eat and feed yourself. What you put into your body is going to either make you healthy or it's not going to make you healthy. And some of us are wanting to be strong Christians, but we're malnourished because we're not taking care of our spirits. We're looking at the picture and say, oh, I was strong back in the day. Well, let's look at you right now. Right now, you're looking a little scrawny. Let's get to exercising your faith. Let's get into praying every day. Let's get to do unto others as you have them do unto you. Let's get to sharing love and showing love today. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Let's do that. You are what you eat and feed yourself. That's why we see some people, I'm so full. Why? Because they're praying. They're praying daily. They're listening to what the Holy Spirit is saying. They're saying, Lord, I'm going to focus on the good, not negative. I want to grow. What are you feeding yourself today? And is it healthy for you? Is it overall healthy for you? Is your garden, your spiritual garden, is it growing or has it withered away? Well, if it's withering away, let me help you right now. Let's get back. Let's get back on track and do what we're supposed to do. Let's feed ourselves spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, mentally, financially. Come on. You know, let's do that. So you are what you eat. You know, listen to this. Take time to water your garden. Take time to spend time with yourself. You know, that's one thing we talk about. Taking that time to spend with yourself, taking that time when you realize, you know what, I need just me a day by myself. I'm not trying to hang with this person. I'm not trying to hang with that person. Lord, let me take a mountain trip. You know, I had my buddy on here, Pastor, came through, and I'm trying, you know, listen, names go by like this. My pastor friend, my buddy came through, and I haven't even forget some of my own family's names, guys. I'll tell you this. But he came through, and he's talking about when he went, and he took that spiritual pilgrimage, and he went away with the Lord. Sometimes we need to do that. We need to do that. We need to take that time and say, let me spend some time with you, God. Let me spend some time with you. Let me allow you to water my garden. Let me water the garden too. We talk about a lot so much about what we want God to do, but how about we do the things that he's called us to do? We don't need him to tell us to pray. We know he's supposed to pray. Read the word of God for yourselves. Pray, seek his face, spend some time with him. How about I just want to just take like half a day to spend some time with you, Lord. Turn everything off. Let me feed my spirit. See, sometimes we're feeding our flesh so much, but we need to feed our spirit. Take care of the natural garden, but take care of your spiritual garden. Take care of your spirit. And eat healthy. What do you feed yourself? You know, you are what you eat. If you eat garbage, that's what's going to be inside of you, garbage. That's what's going to come outside out of it, garbage. But when you say, you know what, let me eat healthier. Let me change some things about my life. Let me change some things about the way I'm thinking. Let me change some things. So, Lord, help me to see this picture the way you want me to see this picture. And I pray that I'm feeding myself healthy things. I pray that I'm thinking about those things that are lovely and pure and holy. Let me think about those things instead of everything else. Lord, what are you saying about this situation? Feed yourself on the regular. Now stop all that starving. You know. Let's say like sometimes we might say I'm going to eat because I don't know when I'm going to get another meal. But no, you know, give us this day our daily bread. Let me tell you this: you are what you eat and feed yourself. But if you feed yourself with good food, healthy food, now listen, life is going to happen, right? Life will happen. Even if you say I'm going to eat healthy, I'm going to do this, do that, life still happens. But guess what? We must not forget or neglect the work that we're supposed to do. You are what you eat and feed yourself. So even though things might happen, you still want to do your best. You still want to do your best and put forth the best effort and say, well, at least I've done this. If you feed yourself good food, even spiritually, and it's a well-balanced diet, guess what? You're going to be okay. You're going to be able to deal with things when life happens. But no water, no growth. No good food, guess what? Good food in, good food out. Sometimes we want a miracle. We want to put junk food into our diet, and we expect good results to happen. It doesn't always happen like that. My mom would say, you need to stop drinking those sodas and sweet tea. But guess what? I said, you know what? I'm going to chill out on this soda and sweet tea. I'm going to go to that once a day or whichever way and just cut back because I'm seeing results. Guess what? You've got to do that yourself. No water, no growth. You are what you eat and feed yourself. Listen, I wasn't feeding my garden at all. I mean, it got some rain today. But guess what? I've got to get back on track and go ahead and do the thing that I'm supposed to do. Do it on a regular. Be consistent. But you are what you eat and feed yourself in the natural, and you are what you eat and feed yourself in the spiritually, in the spirit realm. You are. Sometimes we're expecting some osmosis to happen when we're feeding ourselves junk and we expect good things to come out of that. No. You know, if you want good results, you got to put in the work. No water, no growth. If you don't eat the way you're supposed to eat naturally and even spiritually, you got to be careful what table you're eating from. All right, come on. No water, no growth. Who are you eating from? What table are you eating from? And what is that person feeding you? Are you growing spiritually? You have to ask yourself these questions. No water, no growth. We want a full, luscious garden, but we don't want to put the work in. We don't want to feed it correctly. We don't want to water it correctly at the right time of the day. You know, spiritually, guys, we're expecting to go. I'm there with you, Lord. I'm there with you. But we're not willing to feed ourselves like a healthy, balanced, spiritual meal. We want the quickie like McDonald's. Okay. We want the quickie like fast food. I'm not saying McDonald's. I like McDonald's sometimes. But we want that all the time. But what about a healthy diet? What about spiritual? You know, sometimes we want everything happening so quickly, but trust the process. Trust the process. No water, no growth. You are what you eat and feed yourself. Why did I say this? Why am I spending so much time with this? Because sometimes, guys, we want this great big spiritual life. We want these great big things, but we don't want to take the time to pray. We don't want to take the time to seek God's face. We don't want to take the time to be still. We don't want to take that time. One of the things I'm learning for myself, guys, is this. You can feed yourself, you can eat and do all these things, but you got to rest too. You've got to rest. You are what you eat and feed yourself. And if you eat well, guess what? You're going to be energetic. You're going to be ready. If you don't do that, then guess what? You're going to be slouching and spiritually malnourished. Come on, somebody. No water, no growth. My second point tonight is this. Activate your faith. No water, no growth. Listen, it's like if I'm saying I'm believing God for this, then I have to be willing to put the time in. And let me tell you, so much is happening, and it's happening so quickly. In my life, it's happening so quickly. It seems like this season, like God is moving. Things like, whoo, whoo, whoo. I'm like, Lord, I'm just trying to stay up. I'm just trying to stay afloat. Help me, Lord. But you know what? The biggest thing is this. That the Lord will show you, and the Lord will show you how to handle things. We have to be willing to hear what the Lord is saying, then do those things. No water, no growth. You are what you eat and feed yourself. Second point, activate your faith. See, you got to keep moving forward. You just can't stop. Don't stop, get it. You just cannot stop. You have to keep moving forward. You have to keep pressing forward. No water, no growth. You've got to do the action. It's like we want these different things. How can you get from point C, B to C? You got to take some steps. You've got to do something. And let me tell you this. When you do it and you do what God's called you to do and you stay focused, listen, when those doors of opportunities open, and you're prepared, you will be successful. You will be ready. But you've got to be willing to activate your faith. Keep moving forward. And listen to this. Be flexible and willing to learn. Let me tell you this. Something happens when you're saying, you know what, I'm going to be flexible. Because listeners, life is going to happen. We can plan all we want to. We can make the man can plan his steps. The Lord will establish his way. He will make that way plain. But we've got to be willing to learn. We have to be willing to listen. We have to be willing to be flexible. Life is going to happen. The real question is, what do you do during that process when life is happening? Do you say, throw up your hands and say, I'm tired. I'm going to give up. No. But you say, you know, okay, Lord, what are you showing me in this situation? Help me. Help me to see what it is that you're trying to do in my life. Help me. No water, no growth. You are what you eat and feed yourself. Activate your faith. You got to put that thing into action. You got to do the work. Sometimes I think we're allergic to work. Sometimes we're allergic to sweat. Sometimes we're allergic to circumstances that don't go in our favor. But one thing I've talked about, we've always talked about on this platform is this: learning to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Learning to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Just because things might not seem to be going right, do we stop doing what the Lord has called us to do and has placed our hearts to do? No, we have to keep on doing it. We have to do the work. And then we have to be humble about it. We have to be humble. Lord, what are you saying to me? And it's amazing that God has us on this thing because I think like we are beyond halfway through the year. You know, I'm looking to see what God has done in my life this past year, the goals. And I see that some of the goals are happening. I was at work and my coworker was like, "Ms. Wright, you look like you're losing some weight." Yes, I am working on it. I'm doing the work. I want to get better. I want to stay consistent. So thank you. I appreciate that. And that encouraged me. You know, saying, and it reminded me, do the work. You're talking about it, and you got to do it. And we're in this season that God wants us to really get it. Because some of us are like right there. But when it comes time to do the work, I don't feel like pushing. I don't feel like pushing forward. So much is going on. Let me just take a breather. Let me take a break. But I want you to understand that there are times when we do need breaks, right? There are some times where we do have to rest. Because listen to this, we cannot, you know, God rested on the seventh day, he rested, right? So there are things we have to learn to rest. And when it's time to do the work, it's time to do the work. When it's time to do the season, it's time to do the season. You know, investing in your spiritual life. That's right, cousin. That's my cousin right there. Hey, cousin. And yes, investing in your spiritual life. Investing in your spiritual life. Just like you invest in taking care of your garden. I was talking about my garden, how I neglected to water my garden this summer. I said, it's going to get it from the water, from the rain. And it didn't quite happen. And it kind of like almost dried up, all of it. Almost. It's just a little remnant left. And God was like, no water, no growth. Even spiritually, if you don't feed yourself spiritually with the word of God, if you don't feed yourself, guess what? You won't grow. But you got to change your mindset. If you need to, if you're not thinking on those things that are lovely and pure and holy, then sometimes you need to check yourself. Lord, please help me to think the way you want me to think. Because listen, the way you think affects everything else. It affects everything else. No water, no growth. You have to be positive about this whole process. You have to be expecting God to move in your life. Sometimes you have to say, Lord, show me. Hey, what's going on, cuz? I got my cousin Fanny on. What's up, Fanny? Listen to this. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. And I appreciate you guys for coming through every week. My family, my mom. And I give a shout out to my mom all the time, right? Hey, what's going on, Charles Lamont, if you guys are here? Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do and your plans will succeed. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Something happens when you commit yourself to the Lord. Guess what? Your plans will succeed. When you commit your garden to the Lord, your plans will succeed. It will grow. When you commit yourself to God, to what he's called you to do, guess what? You will grow. I want to send some love out to those people. I have, hey, what's up, Gregory? What's going on, Minister G in the house? And I appreciate you guys coming through. What's going on? I got my cousin Daly Ray. What's up, Ray? And who else? I'm looking to see who else. Who else? Oh, what's going on, Cherie? What's going on with you? Yeah, guys. So I'm up here doing this thing and playing with this thing, and let me bring this thing down. Let me go back to what's going on. Nothing much. You know, I call myself playing with this thing, guys, and I don't know what I've done to it. But let me bring this thing back down. Okay, but you guys are there. Okay. All right. So listen. Do the work. Activate your faith. You know, guys, if we want success, we want God to really, really do that. Hey, G, what's up, Mr. G? If we want God to really do that, we've got to be willing to really, really do that. We've got to be willing to really put in the work. Something happens when we put in the work. And I think right here, guys, the biggest thing is that it's not that God is not speaking to us. Some of us, it's not a matter that we don't know what to do. Some of us, we know what to do, but we've got to stop being lazy. We've got to activate the faith. We've got to do it. If God's giving you a business, guess what? You need to put your business plan together. You need to know who your audience is. You need to know how you're going to do it. You've got to be willing to do it. You know, but everything is a process. I'm going to tell you this. Trust the process and don't despise small beginnings. Don't despise small beginnings. Sometimes, guys, I was doing some of these things and coming through, and I was like, Lord, what am I doing? And am I really making a difference? Guys, you'll know whose life you're changing. You'll know who needs to hear what you have to say to them at that time. You don't know. You don't know. I have this line of song. A simple smile can change someone's life. You don't know, guys. You might be smiling at someone and say, how you doing? That might be the thing that keeps them from going out and committing suicide. Someone actually thought about me. Listen, guys, activate your faith. Spread love. no water, no growth. How can we expect to grow if we don't feed our spiritual, our spirit? How can we grow if we don't share God's love? How can we grow? Like a plant needs like this. I got this, right? It's peace lily, right? I have a lot of lilies, and I have some lilies playing outside too. But it says it's peace lily. It takes sun, medium, low light. Avoid direct sunlight. Water, keep soil fairly wet. Do not let sit in water. Temperature, warmer to moderate temperature. Perfect for a home or office with minimal sun. Guess what, guys? Spiritually, we need to stay in the sun. We need to stay in God's presence. Water, we need to water our garden with the word of God. Temperature, we need to be connected to people who are on fire for God. And ready in season and out of season, always ready. Perfect for a home or office with minimal sun. Listen, God's given us the earth, is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. God can use us wherever we are. And just like that for in the natural, that takes, we can apply those same principles spiritually. Spend time with the Lord. Spend time in God's presence. Water, feed yourself daily, not just Sunday. Don't get the Sunday meal. No water, no growth. No food, no growth. You know, same thing. My cousin Fanny says that's the truth. Hey, Oscar. Tamisha says, someone actually sees me. yes, Tamisha. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. God showed me this too. God is working in the background. Sometimes we think that we're by ourselves and we think that we're in this thing. But listen, God can be working on your behalf in the background. Activate your faith. Now, I know, guys, I've said this. I know I've said this so many times. You know, my book, Heart, A Poet's Heart, right? I'm going to read something to you guys. I'm going to read something. Oh, I'm trying to see. Okay, this is called life, right? Life is a choice. So choose. Life is an adventure, but you must dare to go forward. Life is a challenge. So try it. Life is a mystery, but you must decide to seek truth. Poet's Heart, Reverend Dr. G. Wright. Point I'm telling you guys this. Activate my faith. Lord, I'm going to trust you. I've had this thing for 24 years. I've had this book for 24 years. I'm going to trust you. And to activate it. To activate it. And it's, the whole thing is about, you know, it's about doing ultimately what God's called me to do. And I hope and I pray that it will touch lives and hearts. And I pray that it will touch your hearts and lives as well. So please check it out when you get a chance. But I'll tell you about this, guys. No water, no growth. Honestly. You don't know what God can do with what he's giving you unless you put it out there. For 24 years, my mom was like, you need to put this out there. And then eventually it's like, you know, step out there. I just showing that to you so it will encourage you to activate your faith. No water, no growth. What has God called you to do? Do that thing. Feed that thing. Take care of that thing. But while you're doing those things, guess what? God is working in the background. You don't always see what God is. You don't always see what God is doing in your life. When you might be going through something and you might say, Lord, why am I going through this with this in this relationship? Why is this relationship going through right now? Why am I dealing with this? Why am I dealing with that? How come this relationship is going the way it is? The key is this. Sometimes we have to take that step back and allow God to do what God's going to do. And we have to activate our faith and do what God has called us to do. And when we're doing those things that God's called us to do, sometimes those relationships will make full circle. And that door will open. It will be the season for that relationship. And sometimes it might not ever be a season for that relationship. But guess what? You have to believe that God is with you and that he is working in the background, even when you don't see. When you're watering that ground, you're watering your spiritual garden and your natural garden. You focus on what God has called you, and God will do his part, but you've got to do your part. We've got to do our part, and we have to believe today that God is working in the background. You might not see what God is doing. Have you ever had a friendship that's like that person went left and you went right, but somehow through time. You know, you guys come back together, come across each other's path, and you hear, oh, God's looking in your life like that. Oh, yeah, God's doing this in my life. And it's amazing that sometimes our friendships come back at the time it's supposed to come back. I want to tell you this. When you're watering your garden, you're watering your natural and your spiritual garden, listen, do what God calls you to do. And you might not see everything that God is doing, but listen, trust and believe me that God is working it out for your good. He is working that plan out for your good so that when you do come back together, when he does open up that door again, phew, if that is his will, just imagine how powerful. And you come back and you realize, oh, yeah, God was working in your life. Yeah, God was working in my life. You know, the key is that we continue to do what God has called us to do. Tamisha says this, just like the lily, we need to follow the manufacturer's instructions so we can thrive. All right, Tamisha. All right, Tamisha. Here's my, I'm not going to drop it. Woo! I'm not going to drop it. I'm not dropping the mic, but drop the mic. I'm going to lay it down. In the right environment. Yes, we can thrive in the right environment. I'm glad you said it, Tamisha. You have to be specific. In the right environment, not a crazy environment, but the right environment. What's going on, Isaac? No, so listen to this. God's working in the background. Be obedient. What has God called you to do? That's what you need to do. What has God called you to do? That's what you need to do. What you need to do. What you need to do. That's what you need to do. All right. That's copyrighted, so don't try it. Okay. John chapter 14, verse 1 says, Jesus says this, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Okay? Let me go to verse 2. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. Where I am. You know the way to a place where I am going. In verse 6, Jesus says this. Verse 5. Verse 6, Jesus answers, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Listen, be obedient. Follow Jesus. Follow the path that God has laid for you. Be obedient and keep your hands and your life clean. Who has clean hands and a clean heart? You know, that song, Give Me a Clean Heart. You know, there's something about sometimes guys like there's no water, no growth. A question that, you know, the Lord plays in my heart, like ask me, like, who has clean hands and clean heart? Do you have clean hands and a clean heart? You know, because you know that song that God's giving me consecrated for you, which means to be set apart. Consecrated means to be set apart for a special service unto the Lord. You know, guys, you know, who has clean hands and clean heart? You know, people are always looking at us. They're always looking to see how we handle life and how we deal with things. You know, are we speaking holy? Are we, you know, and listen, I'm not perfect. But my prayer is like, Lord, help me to become more like Jesus. Help me to become more like Jesus. I want my garden, my spiritual garden, to flourish. Just like in the natural, help me keep our hands, keep our lives clean. Help us. You know, Psalm chapter 24, verse 1, it says, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false. He will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob, Selah. So who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false. Let our prayers be tonight Lord, I pray I might have a clean, I pray that I might have clean hands and a clean heart. You know, God is working in the background. I just want to encourage you tonight to know that God is working in the background. Let us say, you know, Lord, here we are. Hear our plan. You know, and listen to this. And you got to get to a point where you make the decision to follow God for yourself. Follow Jesus. Become more like Christ. You know, I'm not going to be able to, listen to this. What does it have to do with tilling your garden? Where your heart is. The treasure is there where your heart be also. What are you thinking about? All that stuff affects you spiritually. It also affects your garden, your natural garden. You know, are you taking care of your garden? Are you tilling to the soil? Are you watering it at the right time? Are you taking care of it? You know, likewise, spiritually. And we have to get to a point where we say, you know what? I'm tired of the mess. How many of you guys are tired of the mess? How many of you guys are tired of no more pain? No more pain. How many of you guys are tired of no more pain, no more hurt? You know, that you don't have to dwell in that stuff. We have to get to a point where we say, you know what? I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm tired of this mess. That's going to be real. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the circle. The Lord, help me not to go around in circles. Not singing that song, you got me going around in circles anymore. At some point, we have to say, you know what? I'm going to follow Jesus. Let me take care of this spiritual God, my spiritual God, my spiritual God. Let me follow Jesus. What are you telling me, Holy Spirit? What do you want me to do with my life in this season? Help me, help me, help me. No, and you know, guys, listen to this. We've got to be willing to do our part. We've got to be willing to do our part. You know, God's going to do the rest. We got to be willing to do our part. Sometimes, I don't know about you guys, but do you guys ever worry about, like, how is God going to do it? How's God going to do it? No, just trust the process. Trust him and praise him that he will do it. It's not for us to worry about how. We still got to tend to our spiritual garden. We still have to tend to our natural garden. We still got to take care of those things he's called us to take care of. Tamisha says, break the destructive cycles, Lord. Yes, break the destructive cycles, Lord. You know, and that's the prayer. That's the prayer that I'm praying today. Lord, please do that. Lord, please do that. You know, please break those cycles. Please break those cycles. You know, and I tell you guys, for real, for real, for real, for real. I love that, Tamisha. You know, because, guys, how are we going to change if we're not willing to do something different, if we're not willing to do what God has called us to do and actually do it? Like I was saying earlier, what's keeping us from going forward is the fact of not doing it. What's going on, Gia? You said no, Gia. My cousin says it's so much easier and rewarding to follow Jesus than following the world. Yeah, it really, really is. What are you talking about, Gia? You talking about no? What are you talking about? But you know, listen, guys. Honestly, like no water, no growth. Oh, you said right? Amen. Okay, I was just wondering what you were saying. Okay. Okay, because listen, I'm open-minded. I was like, okay, well, what is she saying? You know, I was looking for Dr. T. I haven't seen him yet. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Now, guys, if I don't say, call your name on here, and I don't see you, sometimes you guys come through, please let me know. Say something. Say something. You know that song? Say something. Open your mouth and say something, because sometimes I don't see everyone who comes through. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, it says this. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. So when you're doing what God's called you to do and he's working in the background, listen to this. Don't focus on how or when. Just focus on being obedient to what he's called you to do. Always give, and always, let us get to this mindset. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. because you know that your labor is not, your labor in the Lord is not in vain. It's not all in vain, because up the road is eternal gain. You know, I love the Clark sisters. If you know that, listen, I love all of them. Guys, give yourself to doing what God's called you to do. Take care of your spiritual garden. No water, no growth. Do everything you're doing as unto the Lord. If we can move to that point, guys, that we can really, really do that and just really say, Lord, I'm going to dedicate myself to whatever I do, I'm doing it as unto you. If God's called you to go ahead and do it, go ahead and do it. And trust the process. Trust that he will take care of you. And it's not in vain. You know, first point, you are what you eat and feed yourself. Second point, activate your faith. Third point, God is working in the background. And I just have to say that again, because someone out there, you might be saying, Lord, I'm doing this and I'm doing that and nothing's happening. Listen, you might not see everything that God sees. Maybe he sees the big picture. Sometimes we see a little picture and he shows us a little bit picture. But if he shows us a bigger picture, someone's going to be overwhelmed. Some of us might try to figure it out and do it by themselves. So God gives it to me a little bit, but listen, water, no growth. You got to feed yourself. And then when you feed yourself, you got to do what he called you to do, and then you got to know that your labor is not in vain, because up the road is eternal gain. You know, yes, I have that song in my head right now. But God is working in the background. If you're listening right now and you're saying, Lord, I'm doing all these things you taught me to do, and I'm not seeing a change, you might not see the change. But you have to be willing to plant the seed and be willing to water it, allowing it to be watered. You know, sometimes you might not see it. Sometimes it might be for you to plant the seed. Sometimes it might be for you to water seed. And sometimes God might call you to do everything else he's called you to do, but you'll know that if that seed you planted or that water you've watered, the seed in somebody's life that's going to come to fruition. You might not be there, but you have to trust that God is working it out for your good, even in the background. No water, no growth. No water, no growth. Now, guys, listen to this. You got to protect your investment. My cousin Art said something. I promise you guys, she didn't come through on Sunday when I preached for Fire Heart Ministries. My cousin Art did not come. But that word, investment. You've got to protect your investment. No water, no growth. When you're watering your spiritual, your natural gardens, guess what? You got to protect yourself. Spiritually, you got to protect yourself from doubt. You got to starve it. Starve doubt today. Starve doubt. When doubt tries to come, start speaking to you, no, you stop right here in the name of Jesus. Then you speak the word of God. You even go back and say this, 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm, that nothing moves you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Sometimes you get to make a thing personal. I'm not going to let anything move me. I'm going to always give myself fully to the work of the Lord, because I know that my labor in the Lord is not in vain. That's speaking the word of God to that doubt. Starve doubt and speak faith. Feed yourself faith. Feed yourself more faith. Speak more faith. The more doubt tries to rear its ugly head and speak to you, you speak more faith. Speak more word. Pray more word. Come on now. Sometimes you have to fertilize the seed. Drop the mic. Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it, cousin. Fertilize that seed. Starve the doubt. Fertilize that seed. Fertilize that word. Fertilize it. And listen, don't become distracted. Listen, God was telling me about connections. This season, just hearing connections. You know, and you know, you. Those connections, are very, 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 very important. Don't become distracted in this season. In this season, the word of the Lord, hear me, hear ye the word of the Lord. Do not be distracted in this season. Protect your investment. But sometimes God will speak to us and then, oh, so-and-so just came up. They want to go over here. They want to go over there. They want to do this. No, what has God called you to do? Don't become distracted in this season. Starved out. Don't become distracted. Protect your investment. Feed yourself more faith. You know, so listen, look at the bigger picture, guys. Look at the bigger picture. I want to encourage you tonight. Look at the bigger picture. Don't sweat the small stuff. You know, sometimes we come so, we allow ourselves to come so, oh, this person said this, that person said that. Ah, does that change what God has said to you? This person not believing, this person. Continue to feed your spiritual self. Don't work yourself to a frenzy or to depression because someone hasn't called you, because something is different. Listen, look at the bigger picture. Lord, help me to stay focused and look at the bigger picture. I'm telling you guys, don't sweat the small stuff. Dr. T is in the house, y'all. Dr. Terrell is in the house. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I see my brothers on here. Look at the bigger picture. Don't sweat the small stuff. Don't sweat the small stuff. Sometimes, guys, we get so puzzled and frazzled because of small things. Tonight, we're talking about protecting. We're talking about no water, no growth. First point, you are what you eat and feed yourself. Second point, activate your faith. Third point, God is working in the background. Fourth point, protect your investment. And listen, stay in prayer. It's, hey, it's okay. I'm glad you just came here. And drive carefully, Dr. T. Stay in prayer. Know your season. It's so important, guys, that we know our season. It's so important that we know our season. Ecclesiastes 3, there's a season for everything under the sun. Know your season. Does that make any sense to you guys? Know your season. Know your season. Know what season that you are in. Are you in a season where God's telling you to be quiet? Are you in a season where God's telling you to work? Are you in a, you know, because this, it does affect your garden, your spiritual garden, your natural garden. No water, no growth. What if you're doing something and it's not the right season? And it's not the type of your that plant, that thing that God's trying to do is not getting the proper light. It's not getting the proper seed. It's not, doesn't have the proper connections. Listen, no water, no growth. Your plants, your in the natural can't grow, cannot grow without water, without the sun, without the temperature, without the right place at the right time. Listen, protect your investments. Stay in prayer and know your season. When God tells you to be quiet, be quiet. When God tells you to speak, speak. And sometimes it's not going to matter that some people aren't going to understand. Some people might say, if I were you, I would have spoken. But listen to this. When a man puts out whatever man sows, he reaps, right? No water, no growth. Yeah, we miss you too, Kathy. Thank you for coming through, Kathy. We miss out, Kathy. We're talking about tonight, no water, no growth. No water, no growth. You know, guys, that thing about that whole thing about prayer, the whole thing about you reap what you sow. Some of us are expecting blessings, but we've sown discord. And so when we start reaping certain things in our lives, we're like, why am I going through this? And sometimes it's not because it's, we've sown that. In some instances, it's because we're supposed to go through it because there's a lesson in it. So it doesn't mean that you're going through something. Whatever you're going through is a result of something you've sown. But that whole thing, you reap what you sow. Hey, Stephanie, what you sow. You reap what you sow. Protect your investment. Stay in prayer. You know, treat people the way you want to be treated. Spread love. Because the whole thing is about us growing spiritually and doing what God has called us to do. It's like parallels and taking through the whole count. Remember some weeks ago or a month ago, we talked about the talents. I talked about the talents and about using what God has given you. If you don't take care of that thing, you lose it. It becomes weak. You know, but what happens when you feed positivity? What happens when you feed the vision that God's given you. What happens to you with good food in the right environment? Yeah, Tamisha, in the right environment, right environment, right environment. No water, no growth. As my cousin says, fertilizer, you need the fertilizer. You got to be able to, you have to be able to take care of your garden in the natural and spiritually. Now, guys, I didn't take care of my garden this year like I normally would. I was like, it was too hot. But, you know, I should have stayed consistent. But listeners, I'm going to tell you this. Trust the process. Hey, Oscar, if God's called you to it, he'll bring you through it. Trust the process. Feed your faith. Feed your faith. Feed your faith today. Feed your faith. Say, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the faith that moves mountains. Thank you for the faith. So, Lord, I speak life over my natural garden to get it back where it needs to go. I speak forth life over my spiritual garden, over my spirit. Lord, have your way in my life. And anything that's not like you, Lord, I pray you will cut that thing off. In Jesus' name, cut that thing off. Trust the process. If God called you to do something, trust the process. People might tell you it cannot happen, but listen, with Matthew 19:26, man, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Come on, somebody. All things are possible. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 says, you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. God will keep you in perfect peace. Now, spend time taking care of your natural and spiritual garden. That's why I got to do this week. I'm going to go and invest in some more plants to plant. I'm going to have to water it. I'm going to probably get some fertilizer, right? Because I'm going to have to probably get some more dirt, you know? But listen, that's this, guys. Spend time taking care of your natural and spiritual gardens. Take some time and say, you know, I need to spend some time to myself. Because like I told you guys earlier, it's things are going fast. Doors are opening up fast, and they're happening so fast. Sometimes you just got to stand still. Until your will is clear to me. Stand still, that song, stand still. No water, no growth. You got to feed yourself. And then you have to know when to stop. When the Lord tells you to stop, you have to know when to do what he called you to do. But listen, something's going to change positively or negatively. What's going on, Special K? I got my girl Karen on here. Something's going to change either positively or negatively in your life. Either you're going to feed your spiritual and natural garden, it's going to grow and flourish, or you're not. And if you don't, listen, some things are going to die. Listen, my natural garden looks kind of crazy right now, so I'm going to have to invest. But listen, if you don't feed it, if you don't feed your natural garden, if you don't feed your spiritual garden, something's going to happen. Some weeds might pop up. Come on, somebody. No water, no growth. If you feed yourself good, healthy meals in the natural, guess what? You'll be filled with things that are good and natural. If you feed it junk, guess what's going to be inside of you? Junk. Guess what's going to come out? Junk. Guess what? Something's going to happen. Spiritually, if you feed yourself with the Word of God and you speak the Word of God, you surround yourself with men and women of God who have faith, who are doing, what you're believing God to do in your life, and you begin to change. Listen, something's going to happen. If you do this, this can happen. If you don't do this, then that can happen. But feed your spiritual garden. Feed your natural garden. And understand, guys, this. Just like life, we fall down, but we get up. That's right, cousin. And when you realize, you know what, I'm almost anemic. I'm almost starving spiritually. Let me spend some time with God. Let the Lord and the Holy Spirit speak to my heart. Let me read the Word of God. Let me get somewhere so God can renew my mind. Listen, take that time. Take that time today to hear what God is telling you to do, then to do what God has called you to do. Take that time and then do it. Take that time and then do it. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of the world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. You know, so turn your eyes upon Jesus today. No water, no growth. But what happens when you stay in God's presence? What happens when you read the word and you speak the word of God over your life? What happens when you speak positive affirmations over your life? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, listen, guys, something will happen. Feed your spiritual being. That's most important. Feed your spiritual being. Feed your spirit with the word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to just cover you right now. That's my prayer, that the Holy Spirit will cover you and touch you wherever you are right now. That you know that where the word of God says two or three are gathered in his name, there he will be in the midst. So believe that God is in this place right now. And I pray that God will touch you wherever you are. Wherever you are, whatever you're dealing with, I pray the Holy Spirit will touch you in your room. If you're driving in a car, I pray the Lord will touch you. Wherever you are, I pray God will touch you. No water, no growth. Guess what? You can grow. Feed your spiritual garden. I'm going to feed my natural garden. I have to take care of it. I have to rededicate myself to doing that. Like my cousin says, we fall down, but we get back up. So if you haven't been tilling your garden, your spiritual garden, it's time to go ahead and do that. Because guess what? When you do that, you will be in a place where you will be prepared for what God has for you next. Amen, cousin. Hallelujah. Yes, mom. Praise God, Oscar. Guys, this is not a joke. God wants to change our lives today. And guys, just like I'm preaching to you guys, guess what? I'm saying, Lord, here I am. When I fall down, let me get back up. Because ultimately, the whole goal is to do what God's called me to do. One thing I say this, guys, I'm not perfect. But I'm saying, Lord, I want to be what you've called me to be, the man you've called me to be. I'm looking at something and just seeing if I'm going to share this. Yeah. Jeremiah 17:7 says, but blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. Keep your confidence in the Lord. Do what he's called you to do. Seek his face while he may be found. Come on, somebody. No water, no growth. So rededicate yourself right now, wherever you are. Rededicate yourself to saying, Lord, I'm going to water my spiritual garden. I'm going to rededicate myself to watering my spiritual garden. I'm going to rededicate myself. Now, I have to do that in the natural. In the natural, I've got to do that. Then I let it go, let my garden go this summer. But In the spiritual, I rededicate myself maintaining my spiritual garden. Yes, cousin, it's good being with you guys one more time. I know you're saying that to my mom, cousin. Yes, my mom's first cousin. Listen, I pray, guys. I love you guys. I love all each and every one of you guys have come through. My cousins, my cousin, my mom, of course, my mom. You know, I love my mama, y'all. You know, yes, Dwayne. What's going on? Stay watered. That's it. Stay watered. Water your natural and your spiritual garden. Water your spirits with the word of God. Thank you, Dr. T. Thank you, Dr. T. I missed you last week. I did say something, but you didn't hear me last week. But I just want to say thank you for coming through. Listen, guys, water your garden. Water your spiritual garden. And rededicate yourself to doing that. Rededicate yourself. It's between you and God. Just rededicate yourself to that. And I pray that God will bless you. I pray that the Lord will touch you wherever you guys are. Touch those, Lord, who are out there whose hearts are heavy, who are dealing with grief. Give them peace. I pray for one of my other cousins who's lost their father. I pray you'll bless me with her and my cousins who've lost their father-in-law and grandfather. I pray you'll bless them, bless their family unit. Bless them and let them know that we love them as well. God, I thank you for this message. I pray that, God, that we will water our spiritual gardens, and Father God, that we will rededicate ourselves to prayer, to seeking your face, and doing what you called us to do, and doing everything to the glory of God, the Father. Lord God, I pray, God, that you will use us. I pray that we will put on Jesus in the flesh, and that when people see it, they'll see, and they'll feel your presence from being around us. And I pray, God, that we will spread love today. We will spread hope. And I pray, Lord God, that all of us here will rededicate ourselves to take care of our spiritual garden. Lord, I pray you keep each person here, that you meet every need that they need and desire, and that you will bless them, and that they will be a blessing to others. And I pray, God, that we will all stay focused on you and feed our spiritual gardens. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hey, God bless you guys. God bless you guys. Praise God. Thank you for praying for me. And I'm really excited about what God is doing in my ministry. There are some other things that are coming to pass, and it's happening so fast. So you guys keep in your prayers, and I'm doing this thing right here because the message was no water, no growth. Feed your spiritual. I have to feed my garden. I have to feed my garden just like I have to feed my spiritual self, my spirit, with water, with nutrients, with fertilizer. No water, no growth. God bless you guys. Yes, stay watered, stay watered, stay watered, stay watered, stay watered. God bless you and be encouraged. And please share this on your pages, guys. If you guys get a chance, check me out on iTunes, G Wright, and then check my book out on Amazon.com, Reverend Dr. G Wright. I want to say God bless you. Please continue to pray for my ministry, Fire Hearts Ministries. And please like my Fire Hearts Ministries page on Facebook. And I'm working on the website and things like that. That'll be coming within the next few months. But God bless you guys. I appreciate everything you guys are doing. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you. And I pray that God will bless each and every one of you. And if I did not say your name tonight, just come to my heart, come to my mind and not my heart. Okay. And sometimes let me know that you're here. So sometimes I don't see it. But God bless you guys so much, so much, so much, so much, so much. And give people their roses now, guys. Spread love, and stay watered. God bless you.